Chief Superintendent Alan McCrum is waiting for us about our top story this morning, the bomb explosion that happened last night in Belfast City Centre. Chief Superintendent McCrum, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stu.
Can you tell us what happened?
Okay, well, Stephen, at around 9:30 last night, three masked men hijacked a car in Jamaica Street in North Belfast. We know a device, which we believe to be a beer keg, was placed into the back of the car, and the driver was told, under strict instructions, to take it to Victoria Square. So he drove then from North Belfast into the city centre, took the car into Victoria Street, parked it close to the entrance into the Victoria Square car park, jumped out and ran across the road to the police station where he reported what had happened to him.
The beer keg, what was in it?
At this point, Stephen, we think something in the order of about 60 kilograms of homemade explosive, which would have been enough if it had fully detonated to have caused significant damage to the city centre. Obviously, Victoria Square itself, the main Musgrave Police Station, the law courts and a whole raft of other businesses, obviously in what is a very densely built up part of central Belfast.
Can you give me a sense, because I don't know what 60 kilograms of homemade explosive actually does. Can you give me a sense of the might of an explosive that size? Is that big?
Well, it is. Well, if you look at our history, you know, we've had obviously significantly larger bombs than that over the years. But it's about 130 pounds if you work it out of explosive. Now, in Victoria Street, given the size of the buildings and given the fact that everything is very densely and closely put together, it would have had a substantial impact. Almost certainly, we would have been talking about very serious blown through windows and possibly structural damage. It's difficult to be absolutely definitive, Stephen, but it's broadly something that would have had a major impact on the city centre.
So this was a terrorist attack in the heart of Belfast?
Absolutely.
Why didn't the bomb go off, or did it partially go off?
It went off partially. Obviously, I can't go into too much detail as to why it didn't go off, and I'm sure you'll understand why that would be so. But it only partially detonated. The detonator itself went off. As to why the rest of the device didn't go off, well, clearly that would be a matter in terms of the investigation. But we are very thankful, clearly, that the rest of the bomb didn't go off, because it had went off, clearly it would have caused widespread destruction. And dear knows, you know, Sunday night, busy night in terms of social activities in the city centre as well, as you well know, and there was lots of people in the area of the city centre last night. And, you know, I would be saying, anybody who saw that Renault Laguna earlier in the evening, any time after 9 o'clock through to 11:30, the registration number is CJZ, Charlie Juliet Zulu 4697, really important that they contact us, because any piece of information, Steve, might be really important in trying to put the jigsaw puzzle together around the circumstances and backdrop to what happened.
Did the three masked men who hijacked the vehicle, did they say anything to the occupant of that vehicle to reveal which group they were aligned to?
They told him that they were from the IRA and told him that he needed to take the vehicle to Victoria Street, and that he was going to be followed. So he needed to make sure that he did that. So that individual was under, obviously, a significant degree of stress and pressure, but felt he had to do that because felt he had no other option in the circumstances. And we've obviously spoken to that man, and he's clearly very shaken and very distraught in terms of what his experience was last night.
How did they stop him? How did they gain access to him in the first place?
He had parked up, Stephen. He had planned to meet another member of his family, and he just parked up, hoping to wait and meet that member of the family. And he had a knock at the window of the door, and that then precipitated what took place after that.
Were these men armed?
There was nothing to suggest that they were armed, Stephen, at this point. The driver of the vehicle couldn't state categorically one way or the other whether they were armed or not, but there was three masked men. And the other point to make is, you know, they had boiler suits on, so clearly they knew what they were doing, Stephen.
When the detonator went off on the bomb, Chief Superintendent, were the Army technical officers at that bomb at that time?
Yes, they were. The response, the police response, was very quick last night. The vehicle arrived in at about 9:30, just after 9:30. The driver obviously got out of his vehicle, ran across the street in fear of his life to the police station, notified the police. We immediately put the cordons in and evacuated, because there are apartments in close proximity to the bottom of Victoria Street into Chester Street. So we had to evacuate a number of people. We had to open up the Ulster Hall so that people could go there from their homes on a Sunday evening. And we did all of that within a very short space of time. The ATO arrived in, and obviously, Stephen, he needs to take time, needs to take an assessment of the situation before he deploys all of the various technical capability that he has. And in the process of seeking to disarm the bomb, the booster charge ignited, and we had that very small, thankfully very small explosion, in that the main body of the bomb didn't go off.
What can the public do to help you stop this type of thing?
Well, there's two things, Stephen. First of all, what we're looking for from the public is an increased level of vigilance just around towns and obviously the city over the next number of days.
Looking for what?
Just looking for anything it looks. And I know this is difficult because it's hard to be absolutely explicit, but most of us have lived in Northern Ireland a long time and we have a fair sense of things that look out of the ordinary. So if anything does look a bit unusual that you're not comfortable with, just ring us. We would be happy to take a telephone call, check it out, and satisfy ourselves that there's nothing untoward. There will be an increased level of police patrolling and presence and visibility in the city, as there always is on the weeks running up to Christmas. But we cannot cover every single access and egress point in and out of the city 24 hours a day. That's why I made the point earlier, we do need the support of the public and the wider community to help us keep the city safe and allow Belfast to move forward in a positive trajectory as opposed to the trajectory that these people want to take it to.
Have you any intelligence to suggest this is part of a wider campaign and we can expect more before Christmas?
I wouldn't be saying that because that's not the position definitively. That being said, Stephen, we need to maximise our vigilance. We're 4 weeks out from Christmas. There's going to be a lot of activity in the city. And Belfast is still a really safe place to come to. And I think it's important that I make that point. You know, we will have increased levels of police.
That could have been a massacre last night.
It could have been catastrophic for the city and for wider Northern Ireland. And thankfully, it wasn't. And we will continue to work tirelessly 24 hours a day to make sure that doesn't happen. But we need the support of the community.
It sounds to me, Chief Superintendent, from what you've told me this morning, that there was a level of sophistication behind those who were intent on killing or maiming people last night. The hijackers were able to get access to the person in that car. As you've described, they're wearing boiler suits. They've been able to access 60 kilograms of explosives. It was a viable device. They were able to escape. You know, this is a sophisticated operation by terrorists.
That sums it up very well. You know, it was pre-planned, premeditated, a complete disregard to the likelihood of innocent people being caught up in a bomb blast in a capital city. All of those things that the rest of us in our society completely would be abhorred by, these people are completely disregarded.
And you had no intelligence, obviously, to indicate that an attack was imminent, which will be worrying in itself.
We constantly review our intelligence. Stephen, we had no absolutely specific intelligence in relation to what happened last night, but we are constantly responding to information and intelligence that we have to minimise the likelihood of these things happening.
And when you say you had no specific intelligence, did you have an intelligence that an attack was imminent this weekend?
No, we didn't have that level of specific information. And, you know, we don't always get all of the information in advance because it's just not possible to operate in that way. And that's why I go back to the point in relation to the community. And it is slightly ambiguous on one level, but actually it is really important that if people have see anything that's unusual, untoward, because people know their community, Stephen. Whether it's in North Belfast or the city centre or anywhere else, people understand what goes on in communities, and we need that information because that's the stuff that gives us the information that allows us then to stop these things from happening in the first place.
Just finally, what special measures are the police going to put in place to protect us up to Christmas?
Well, I would like to think that people will see a much greater level of police visibility. In fact, they will see a much greater level of police visibility.
Checkpoints?
I think there's a balance to be struck, Steve. There's a balance to be struck in having an increased policing profile, giving people the confidence that they can go in and shop peacefully and without any detriment to what they're doing. But at the same time, not creating a security infrastructure that actually would put people off. So I will be meeting Belfast Chamber of Trade, and the Lord Mayor and others later on this morning, and we will look and we will thoughtfully put together a plan which will enable a degree of safety so people can have the confidence that they can come to the city and shop safely.
Okay, Chief Superintendent Alan McCrum, thank you very much indeed. We'll get